were amazing. And the things that they knew how to do, they have found skeletons and skulls that have holes in them from brain surgery that was taking place. They knew how to do these things. They understood a lot of things that we don't even yet understand yet. I mean, when you see ancient hieroglyphics of things, you see pictures of planes, airplanes, automobile type things. You see all kinds of strange things. Why? Because they saw them. That's why. There were things there, but the technology was not like what we think it was. See, don't you understand? It was the devil's plan to get you to believe that we've evolved and we're smart. And not that God created them perfect and upright and man sought out evil intentions. Man sought those things out, but God had gave them the ability to figure these things out. Then couple that with demonic influences that were in society that were teaching things to these people. That's why God destroyed the earth. That's because they were learning wicked things and they were doing wicked things with it. A lot of wicked things. And God judged them for it. And judged the earth and all the creation. All that was on land anyway. From that standpoint. So there's even talk that they found cities under the ocean that are raised up, stones that are underneath it that are 9,000 feet in elevation. But the problem is those stones, they've even saw a pyramid down there. With sonar, they haven't seen the actual videotape, but they've seen it with like their equipment, and they've seen like a pyramid down there. Now, what's that doing down there? Why is it down there? Well, we don't want to talk about that, because then that would prove a worldwide flood, wouldn't it? That would prove that the creation story and the flood is true. That would be proof that there was an ancient civilization that had advanced technology. But one only needs to look at the pyramids to figure that out. That there wasn't just a bunch of cavemen running around saying ooga booga. That just wasn't happening. If anybody's the cavemen, we are. Not them. But see, all that got destroyed, and they find this stuff in coal mines and everywhere else that this stuff pops up. And they break stuff loose, and they find giant skeletons of women that are 12 feet tall and everything else like that. You know, say, oh, that's just impossible. No, it's not. Not if you believe the Bible. There were giants in the earth in those days. But I'll tell you what, I'm actually arguing with people online that they don't believe that. Oh, no, that. Oh, I know. It's wrote there for the fun of it. Well, no, they just say, well, that couldn't have come from anything else. That had to just, you know. That couldn't have been sons of God and daughters of men. That couldn't have been anything like that. That had to be something different. Sons of God were just godly, the godly line of Seth. So what was up with their DNA? Why was it so much stronger? Why did giants come from that DNA? I mean, why is that DNA so much stronger? The Bible never says there was anything stronger about that DNA. And hey, can I help you out with something? All that DNA came from Adam. All that bloodline came, all of it was from Adam. I'm sorry, did you forget that Cain came from Adam? Now, I'm not a scientist. I can't even spell it, but let me tell you. I do understand one thing. We all started with Adam, and Cain was from Adam too. So how come two children of Adam coming together would make giants in the earth? It wouldn't. It's impossible. We don't want to believe in the supernatural because we don't want to believe in that spirit world that's out there. Because then we got to really start praying and understanding that we're under a demonic attack, and the church always has been. Amen. We don't want to go that far. Oh, that just sounds weird. Really? Because how come it doesn't sound weird at all to me? It makes perfect sense to me. Perfect clear sense. If you believe what the Bible says. Makes clear sense. Makes sense that they did it again. Makes sense that they put four angels in they bound four angels in the river Euphrates. That's odd. What'd they do that for? Well, those aren't the same angels that left their first estate that were bound in Tartarus, they're not the same angels that are there. Why? Well, because they're in Tartarus and those are bound in Euphrates. That's why. That's two different groups of people. Are two different groups of angels. So why are they there and they there? Good question. Why, when those are loosed, does an army of 200 million come out of there? Of some scary looking hybrid creatures. And why does another army come out of another 200 million? And they come on Earth and they just start eating everybody and are stinging everybody and biting them all and chasing them and running around after them. And they look funny too. They're not just like these, they're not just like a bunch of flies running around or scorpions running around. I mean, they got the face of a man, they got the hair of a woman, they got the tail of a scorpion. Oh, now come on. You really believe that? Well, it says it. Did he save you? Do you believe he saved you? Well, then why can't you believe the whole book? No, see, you don't want it because it doesn't fit your neat little package. I gotta get going on the sermon. I wouldn't plan on preaching on that. It's just, it amazes me because it doesn't fit your little box that you're in. You're not comfortable with understanding that there's a spirit world out there. So, you know, you're not comfortable with that. I know. You thought that you were just fighting Obama. That's what you thought. You thought that you were just fighting the Democratic Party. You thought that's what it was, right? The whole time, our whole lives, we just thought we were fighting Islam. No, who's the God behind Islam? The devil. The Roman Catholic Church. That's who. They are the Antichrist Church. That is the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That Antichrist. They are not of Christ. They are the same Nimrod perversion that went on at Babel. The same exact one. Nothing has changed. It's the same all the way through. The same battle. It's just... But you talked and I couldn't believe that. No, that's just too far. Well, what are you going to do when you see them things flying out of hell? Well, I don't believe that. Well, you better believe it because they're going to come for some people and start stinging them. You better believe it. When they come shooting out of there. A whole army of them. Revelation chapter 9. You can look it up. Revelation chapter 9. You can see the army. Well, turn there real quick. I'll be fast. I promise. Not that you guys have anything better to do today anyway. So I do. I'm busy. I got to get out of here though. I got something to do today. Some of you only have like an hour and a half drive. Quit whining, all right? Got like 5 minutes. I'll be home sleeping while you're still driving. Turn to verse number 14. Isn't this interesting? Revelation 9:14, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Well, who bound them there? When did they go there? What did they go there for? And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of man. Hey, you remember those Georgia Guidestones? It said they wanted to get the population down. They'll start getting the population down. When you see those things coming out of the earth, then the population is going to start decreasing. For to slay, to kill, the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and saw them that sat on them. Well, who sat on them? Having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were the heads of lions. Well, that sounds like a hybrid to me. That doesn't sound like a pure creature. It's not like a regular horse, is it? I don't know. When's the last time you have some horses? When's the last time you seen one with a lion's head on it? Now, I would think that one Jack that I rode might have a lion's head on it. I hated that thing. That had to be from hell, that horse did. It was mean. It was a mean horse. But anyway, out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads. And with them they do hurt. Well, these don't sound like very nice creatures, do they? Wonder where they were created. I can give you a guesstimation if you'd like. Remember back in Genesis chapter 6? Remember when all of creation was corrupt? All that had the breath of life in it on the earth was corrupt? and God said, all flesh is corrupt before me, and he was going to destroy the animals. Why? Well, they were hybrid mixing those animals together. That's why. And that's where they were sent, right with their fathers down there into that pit. And they, what are they doing down there? Well, I happen to believe that they started breeding and breeding and breeding and breeding. And that's how you get 200 million of them over the span of thousands of years. And then up from that pit they come one day. But if you look at, if you look up, up above the other one, it says here in verse number 6, it says, and in those days shall men seek death. Let me back up. Let's see. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. There's a star that falls from heaven. And he opened the bottomless pit. Uh-oh. I wonder if folks believe this. And there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given the power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. It's interesting, isn't it? I don't want to get all tribulation on you or anything, but there's some saved people right there. Now, whatever group that is, whether you're pre or post or whatever you believe there, those are saved people that aren't getting hurt. So I'll leave you to figure that one out for now. I'm not going to touch that right now, but just think about that. Because you know how everybody says, well, the wrath of God is going to be... Well, it says here that the wrath of God was poured upon those that did not have the seal of God in their forehead. Okay, and to them was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. In those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. Well, now that's odd. You would almost think that they were hybrided, they were mixed with some kind of a man or fallen angel. And they had hair as the hair of women. I don't know any creature like that, and it doesn't say the Lord God created a creature like that. But Satan could have perverted. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. That sounds like a pretty scary looking thing, doesn't it? And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots. And you won't know, well, we'll talk about that later. I don't have time to get into that, but chariots are very interesting. Anyway, that was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue his name hath his name Apollyon. Well, that's an interesting name right there. For more than one reason, that's an interesting name. We understand that Apollyon was the king of the underworld, okay? He is the king of the underworld right now. And he is locked down there. He can't leave there, but he's the king of that underworld. Now, Apollyon, I believe, is a fallen angel that was placed there for leaving his first estate. But he was the king over them. But he's also the king over these creatures that are down there. These creatures. Whether he's the father of these creatures... Okay, in the hybridization and stuff that took place, that's something that you can debate. But anyway, they are down there, they are real, whether we like it or not, and they're going to come out someday. And whether we want to argue, is that a hybrid creature? Well, I don't know. I've seen a lion before, I've seen a man before, I've seen a woman before, I've seen some men that look like women before, but I've never seen a creature with... lion's teeth, the hair like a woman. I've seen some men with the hair like a woman, but hair like a woman, right? The face of a man, a scorpion's tail, and remember that scorpion's tail has a two-headed serpent on it or something that comes out of it. Is that all normal? Anybody seen one of those running around lately? You might see one in a comic book or some of these demonic movies that they're making. You might catch them in there because all that occultic stuff they're doing, it's in that stuff. You can see things like that today. they're making things like that so you, yeah, so you dumb down to it. So it's like, oh, okay. See, and you've heard people try to say things. Here's what they try to say about these hybrid creatures that come out like that. Oh, well, they were just, what, that 200 million is just, that's the Chinese army is what that is. Now listen, I never seen no China man with lion teeth, hair like a woman, and a scorpion's tail. All right, and wearing a big old breastplate of iron. All right, first of all, they don't weigh enough to wear a breastplate of iron. Breastplate of iron is going to weigh about 150 pounds, probably. That's what Goliath's clothes weighed. Goliath's iron weighed about 160 pounds. Iron too, by the way, which is very interesting. But my point is this: is that these are hybrid creatures. Now they got there somehow. God didn't just, the Bible never talks about what, well, you say, well, how do you know God didn't create him? Well, if you turn to Genesis, we see, after his kind, after his kind, after his kind, after his kind. Right, and then after the flood, it was after his kind. It never was this hybridization that went on. It didn't take place until demonic influences caused that, did that. And what are we seeing now? We're seeing the same thing now with GMO testings. And by the way, I just posted something. Let me see if I can pull this ad up for you here. Just because it goes along with what we're saying of what just took place here just about a couple days ago. Let's see here if I can get it. Days of Noah, it's called, this article. Read this to you. Give me 1 second here. Days of Noah, world's first GM babies born. The world's first genetically modified humans have been created. It was revealed last night, the disclosure that 30 healthy babies were born after a series of experiments in the United States provoked another furious debate about ethics. So far, two of the babies have been tested and have been found to contain genes of three parents. 15 of the children were born in the past 3 years as a result of one experimental program at the Institute for Reproductive Medicine and Science at St. Barnabas in New Jersey. The babies were born to women who had problems conceiving. Extra genes from a female donor was inserted into there before they... Anyway, so you understand. Genetic fingerprints test on two one-year-old children confirmed that they have inherited DNA from three adults, two women and one man. The fact that the children have inherited the extra genes and incorporated them into their germline means that they will, in turn, be able to pass them on to their offspring. Altering the human germline. Still think it's the crazy preacher waving his arms up there saying, hey, something's going on, it's not really happening. Right there, new article, right there, just today, or just yesterday. Writing in the Journal of Human Reproduction, the researchers led by the fertility pioneer Professor Jacque says that this is the first case of human germline genetic modification resulting in normal, healthy children. Well, that begs the question, what have you rotten people been doing? What did you create before then? And how many have failed and died that you created like that? You got to read around the whole thing if they're saying too. Just don't read the... Oh, this one was victorious. So what did you do with the rest of them? Did you just throw them away? Sick, isn't it? Absolutely disgusting. Some experts severely criticized the experiments. Lord Winston of the Hammersmith Hospital, West London, told the BBC yesterday regarding the treatment of the infertile, there is no evidence that this technique is worth doing. I am very surprised that it was even carried out at this stage. It would certainly not be allowed in Britain. John Smeaton, National Director of the Society for Protection of Unborn Children, said, one has tremendous sympathy for couples who suffer infertility problems, but this seems to be a further illustration of the fact that the whole process of vitro is a means of conceiving, leads the babies to being regarded as objects on a production line. It's further and very worrying step down the wrong road for humanity. Professor Cohen and his colleagues diagnosed that anyway, he talks about these women. He talks about what they did. I'm not going to read all this, obviously. A spokesman for the Human Embryologic Authority said, which regulates assisted reproduction technology in Britain, said that it would not license the technique here because it involved altering the germline. What are they doing? Well, what they told you they did was failed a bunch of times and killed a bunch of babies. That's what they told you they've already done if you read what they said. The second thing they're doing is they're trying to alter the germline. They already did. They altered it. Why? Well, they're crossing over. Now, this is what they admitted to you. What are they actually doing? Because they never tell you what they're actually doing. This kind of stuff is just released to you. It's given you in little bits. They're not really telling you what they're doing fully. But this is what they've done just recently here. Do you know how sick this is? To play with babies and children and God's plan, God's design. What are they going to do? Right, what else are they mixing them with? They've already said that. I told you last week when I preached on that they have in the human or in a pig's heart, they have human blood flowing through it. That's right here in Minnesota that they're doing that, right here in this state. I'm telling you, folks, do you think this is new? No, they're just starting to figure it out. They were doing it, and this is why God destroyed the earth. Because they corrupted everything. They corrupted everything. They did, with demonic influence and help, and with fallen angels with that help, they corrupted the whole earth. And God destroyed it because of it. And there was one seed left. And what did Jesus say? Just like in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. The same way. Well, what's the state going to be? Well, what was it like? Again, what was it like in the days of Noah? They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. The whole earth had corrupted itself before the Lord. What's going on now? Everything. This modified, it's food they're feeding people. The eugenics, the other things. The fact that they're going to start putting a value on life. They're going to start looking at life and they're going to put a value on it. And they're going to say, well, this life is worth this and this life isn't worth that. Why? Well, because we can just design or create you something. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. They're creating something. They're designing. So they're not creating. They're perverting. They're not creating anything. But they're perverting God's creation is what they're doing. Just like they did in the days of Noah. Just the same. And so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Just the same. When you see all these things. The violence, the hybrids, everything that we talked about. And people say, well, I just don't believe that took place and why it's taking place now. Hasn't violence filled the earth everywhere? Now, we're not to the point yet to where their thoughts only are evil continually. We're not quite there yet. Because there's a remnant here still, but we're not quite at that point yet to where their thoughts are only evil continually. But do you understand that this was the last country that had a setup of a real health where you would just help people? Doctors would help them no matter what. We just didn't turn people away in here. That's just how it was, and it's not going to be that way. That's what they're changing that. There are people now that are having cancer in America that are being turned away now and they're not taking care of. There are veterans that they said, no, we're not doing anything. Why? Because that's Obamacare. That's what that is. That's what they're doing. They're doing it now. But enough people won't speak out against it and won't say enough about it. And it's just continuing its course, just like it was in the days of Noah. There was a preacher of righteousness, and yeah, well, there's more than just us. I know there's other good churches. I talk to them every week. But the point is that fewer and far between they are that'll stand up for the truth, that'll say these things. Fewer and far that will study this and look at this. Now, how many people would argue with you if you told them that hybridization was going on in Genesis chapter 6? And that's part of what, that's how, otherwise, they can't explain to you how all the earth had corrupted itself and how animals were corrupted. How can an animal corrupt anything? An animal doesn't have that right, wrong thing. It acts on nature. It's instinct. It doesn't have that, it can't sin against God. It doesn't go, well, I'm going to sin against God today. Right. But when they corrupted the earth, what did they do? I think they did this right here, and these same creatures that are locked up down there were some of the ones that were on earth, and that's why you see in these Egyptian caves, and all these are the Egyptian pyramids, and in caves and everything, you see these satyrs, and you see these minotaurs, and you see these. In fact, that goal, and we're not going to get to this today, and I know that, so we'll end with this here in a few minutes. But you see in those Egyptian caves or Egyptian pyramids and everything, you see the minotaur, you see other things, right? Well, that minotaur is the same thing as that Asep bull, that Asep bull or Apis bull, the Apis bull. That in Egyptian mythology is a minotaur. You know what a minotaur is, right? A bull, the bull with the human body and the tail and everything, and the face. Kind of, that's that. You say, were those things real? I kind of believe, yeah, they were, because I see something like that right here. So how can I stand there and deny it? Why are you tell me why they're drawing things like that in caves? And in the walls of pyramids, why were they drawing those things? And why do we find those things? And why do they find themselves worshiping those things? And why did God tell them not to fall down and worship and sacrifice unto the satyr? Why did he tell them not to do that? Because they were doing it. Why was the whole earth corrupted? Why are all these things? And why do we see this hybridization here? And why does it not just be, why is it not just a physical hybrid, but it's a spiritual one as well that has entered the churches with this mingling of these false spirits? And why are most church members in most churches captivated by the evilness of this world in all of that garbage? Do you realize they have books that say Finding God in Twilight? There's a book series at a Christian bookstore, I'm not kidding you, and it says Finding God in Twilight. Is that the name of that, Twilight? Yeah, I think that's the name of that, Twilight or whatever that they call that goofy thing. And then the other one, Finding God in Harry Potter. Finding God in The Lord of the Rings. Finding God in Star Wars or all these other ones. Finding God, I don't know what God you're finding, but you're finding the devil in those things. Because I'd like to do it on a Wednesday night. I'm going to take you through about 10 pages on Star Wars. And I want to show you in those 10 pages how that show, Star Wars, is completely 100% derived from witchcraft. Plain and simple, that's where it comes from. No man goes like this and has a bottle come to him or something or a saber, whatever, come to him. That is all witchcraft. And witches work on that stuff. They work on astral projection. They work on other levitation. All of those things. They work on those things. And I can show you where Star Wars, where the names of those characters and everything are demonic. They come from witchcraft. That's where they come from. And George Lucas knew it full well. And so did the lady that has a degree that made up Harry Potter. She has a degree in witchcraft. She understands what she's doing. It's the stupid Christians that don't, that follow it. The ignorant ones that follow it and put that garbage in their home and watch it all the time. All these Christians watching all those movies with and this rise of vampires that has become so absolutely people become hypnotized with it, or superheroes, they've become hypnotized with this. Why? Because a lot of those hybrids that you see on those superheroes, yeah, they were real. They are real. Plain and simple, yeah, they are. They were here. They had those. They came in those images. That you have cultures all over the world that bow down to those things as images. They have them in their writings. I can show you in Hinduism where they have that. All of those things are a part of who they are. All of it is. It's a part of their worship. All of those things come from that. Star Wars, all of it, it all comes from that worship. It all comes from it. Where do you think, let me ask you a question, where do you think something gets power from? If you can't sit down with your children and explain to them where that power comes from, Don't you think that child wonders when he watches that where that comes from? How do they do that? Where do they get that power from? Power only comes from one or two places. It comes from God, or it comes from Satan. And we underestimate the power of Satan completely. We don't believe he has any power. And that's exactly what he wants you to believe. Yep, keep thinking it. He's a deceiver. Keep thinking it. How he comes as an angel of light, and he appears as an angel of light. Wait a minute. So light is supposed to be good. Yeah, he was considered the light bearer. Come as an angel of light. He was the anointed cherub that covereth. He covered the throne of God. His wings covered the throne of God. Remember the ark? Remember when he gave the directions for the tabernacle here? About three chapters before what we were studying in Exodus, if you read it. And he says, make thou these cherubims and make their faces face the throne, the ark, and their wings spread about and cover the ark. Well, don't you understand that's what God meant when he said that Lucifer, he was the anointed cherub that covereth what? God! He covered the glory and the majesty of God so no one saw God's face. He was the one that was there and covered it. He had that power. He had that position. So do you think people just make up all this magical stuff? Do you think all these vampires and demons and movies and all these other garbage that's out there, you think they just make that up in their own head, that they just get that from their self? That they created these things? You think those movie producers and the lady that created Harry Potter and all that, you think that she just made that up herself? Oh, I figured this out. I just wrote it down. Sure you did. Sure you did. But witchcraft has entered the church so much now that most of it will never leave. Most of it will never leave. It's stuck there, and people won't stand up and lead their families and say, you know what? No, you can't watch that. You can't. We're not going to be a part of that. And tell them why, and know why it's wrong. And explain why we have to stay away from those things. Explain why those Lord of the Rings and all that other stuff. When you have power in a ring that can do that has power in it, well, what would that be? That would be called a relic. That would be called demonic. That would mean that power was trapped into that, and it was trapped in there by a demon. And it would be power from another source other than God. And it's mystery Babylon. Why is it mystery Babylon? Because when God comes, he comes. Straightforward. No mystery. Gives you the plain truth. And when he does give a mystery, he says, behold, I give you a mystery. And then he explains the mystery. Right? Great is the mystery of godliness. So then what did he do? He explained to you what the mystery of godliness was. That Christ was born, that Christ came in the flesh, and that he was God, and that he was crucified for us, and that he rose again, and that he ascended up to heaven. That was the mystery of godliness. Well, what's the mystery of iniquity? A perversion of the mystery of godliness. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. So you want to know where all that magic, all that other stuff, that's all was taught. They taught them how to use plants. They taught them how to use roots. They taught them how to use all those drugs, that pharmaceutica comes from the same. They taught them how to use all those things. And they had understanding of those. And they created these hybrids and these other things that were there on the earth at that time. And I believe that they were banned down there. They were placed down there. Why? Well, because they probably couldn't die from water, from the flood. So God banished them there for a time to use them against the judgment of this world. And their king is Apollyon. And he was banished there too. Because he left his first estate. So God placed him down there to rule over them until it was time to release them. And when God's judgment comes back, what is he going to use? He's going to use those to judge. That's exactly what he's going to do. But so then let me ask you this when we close here, because we are closing right now. Let me ask you this. Why do you believe that people have such a hard time believing that something happened strange in Genesis 6 that finished it off, that God, it had reached the heavens and God was tired of it, he was done with it? Why is it so hard to believe that these that worship these hybrids all the way through, and there's pictures of them in all their cultures of what they worshiped, and God even told the Israelites, stop sacrifice to that Saturn. Stop doing it. Don't do that anymore. Right, because they don't know, because they've never studied it and their preachers never told them. Because it sounds too weird and people will leave the church. Well, if you leave the church for the truth, bye. Hey, listen, it's not that I don't love you, but I love God more than I do you. And if you're going to leave because I give you truth and you don't like that, I'll still go to sleep tomorrow loving God, praying for you to get right and understand that you're only leaving because I gave you the truth. Now, I understand we all grow, and when people come and visit and they hear things, and I'm not talking about you, because I know you understand some of these things, but I can tell by the way you're looking at me, you've heard some of this before. But some people, when you give them that, they look at you and they think, well, you know, that's just, you don't believe in the 501c3, you don't believe in all these things. Well, that's right, but see, all of us came to these conclusions over the last 3 years. And if you're hopping on board at the then, that you may not understand some of these things. But guess what? There's a chronological order of these on our website, and you can go back and start listening for the last couple years, and you'll start learning some things. And it's all right in the Bible. That's the best source to go to. It's all right here. There is a spirit world out there, and we're seeing the rise of it right now. You honestly don't think that that little kid over in Korea that can't even barely pick his nose North Korea, can't even barely pick his nose? I mean, I'm surprised he can light a match, and they're worried about him destroying the world. Now, I'm not saying he don't have any capabilities, because he probably does. But he's also probably demonic, too, just like our president. So, I mean, what, I don't care. He is demonic. Anybody that can vote to kill babies, you're demonic. I don't care. I'll look you right in your face and tell you you're under satanic influence. If you can slaughter babies and wholesale kill them and do all that kind of stuff and send people off to war and kill people, you're demonic. I'll look you right in your eye and tell you you're demonic. I don't have any. It's on the authority of Scripture. You know what? What did God judge people for? Killing the innocent. Shedding innocent blood. What did God judge? What was the final stroke and the final blow? That unnatural affection and destroying innocent blood. God said, I've had it, I'm done. And that sodomy, unnatural affection, I'm done, I'm finished with it. He said, I'm done with them. That's what happened. If you look all through the scriptures, you look at the time, you see the sorcery. I was reading yesterday through Exodus and Leviticus, and you could see the sorcery that Manasseh did at the end, I jumped ahead to Chronicles, but you can see the sorcery that Manasseh did, the witchcraft, the divination, the enchantments. Now, can I ask you a question? And I promise this is my third close, so I'm done. But let me usually takes me about three of them. But let me ask you: Are those words just words? When he said that they did enchantments, did he really mean incantation and spells, or did he just say that they just tried them but they didn't work? No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He said they did enchantments and they did divinations and they read the stars and they sacrificed unto Moloch and they did spells and they sought out familiar spirits. They sought out familiar. What's that? False spirits? Demons? Could be fallen angels. I'm not sure where they all come from. But they were there, and they did it, and they sought out sorcerers. You mean kind of like the movies that they make about Harry Potter and stuff like that when you see that? Yeah, those things. They did all that. And God punished them for it. And we're coming to a time where people are saying, where they don't really believe that stuff is real. Really, Christians don't believe that. Christians, people that profess to be saved are like, these things, no, come on now. Really? I mean, I don't, what has to happen? Do they have to appear before you and something has to happen bad or what? I mean, I don't understand why you are so shocked by believing the Bible. It's right there. It says it. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And Lord, we thank you that you've opened our eyes up to see these things. Help us to see more truth and understand more and grow. Lord, protect us from this evil that's on this earth and help us to be a light shining for the gospel of Jesus Christ as a testimony and a light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.